Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
This is the Make It Right podcast. I'm Janet Eastman. Thanks for tuning in. T. Vacharaman and his team at Certus are working on cutting-edge technologies that are transforming manufacturing and other business sectors. As a rapidly growing data science and AI research company, they're working with some of the top companies and academic institutions in the world to develop innovative products and services that solve their customers' problems. Last week on the show, we talked about some of those challenges the Certus team has solved and why T believes that AI is the way of the future. This week on the Make It Right podcast, he gives us his vision of the future factory and discusses how his company used blockchain to help transform the energy sector in Thailand. We pick up my conversation with T. Vacharaman talking about the fears surrounding AI.
I think that probably one of the, there's probably a couple of fears. One of the fears is, what does it cost? But as you said, technology is constantly evolving. If you don't get on board, you're going to be sunk. So how does a manufacturer look at this picture and say, okay, I have to get on board and I need to start somewhere. Now's the time to start because later is just going to be worse, right?
It's definitely the case. And we like to compare, and you know, it's not my own quote, but AI is similar to electricity. What I mean is electricity also came as a new technology, you know, more than 100 years ago, where people used to work everything on steam, on gas lights. And then this new tech came out, electricity. And a lot of manufacturers are like, do we need to, you know, actually implement this? It's like, we already have very, you know, good and very, you know, well-oiled machineries, you know, all based on steam, all based on, you know, gas. And the question I have now is, do you see manufacturers who don't use electricity? Mm-hmm. And I think in the same way, AI will be the same in that, you know, it might not be our generation, but maybe our children's generation, where they'll look back and say, I can't believe there were manufacturers who don't use AI. So I think in the same way, it's whether it's going to be, you know, next couple of years or in further down the road, AI is such a transformational tech that at the end, people will have to embrace it. And it's just one of those things that whether you like it or not, I think the change is already happening and that change will only get faster.
Yeah, you're just going to get swept up in it, so you have to get on board, right? So,
exactly.
I want to ask you, so look to the future and tell me what you think the manufacturer will look like in, say, 5 to 10 years' time. Like, what is your vision?
I envision that this is, you know, no one has a crystal ball, but from what we see, you know, we can see AI really helping humans augment people's decision making. I think that's one key thing that we see in manufacturing, in certain things such as, you know, goes from things like energy management to things like defect detection. My point is AI won't replace humans, but I think they'll make humans a lot smarter in the workplace. And things like augmented reality combined with very smart machine intelligence will help boost the productivity of employees working in these manufacturing sites. And so I almost see that as time goes by, there'll be a more well-integrated decision making and also, you know, performance enhancements that AI will give to humans or to people that are currently working in these factories. So that's one of the how that integration works. I think you know, we can discuss, but my view is whether it's in the boardroom and how decisions are made, right down to how the foremen and how the workers in the factories make decisions and perform that task. All of these in however small, large scale, that would be affected by these helper AIs.
You have said that you believe that technology has the power to allow people to be responsible for their own personal growth and improve themselves beyond what they think is possible. And I think there are a lot of people out there that just fear technology, thinking that it's going to do the exact opposite and make us all kind of irrelevant. But you have you have a much more positive view of technology, which I think is really hopeful. And I think that the opportunity that's out there, particularly when you compare it to, you know, electricity 100 years ago, you're right, it's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. We all use it. So it will be perhaps the same with AI. And I think it paints a much nicer picture than some of the scary stuff that people are painting about what technology is doing to all of us, right? So
I just wanted to expand
on one of the things that you had said a little while ago. You were talking about blockchain, and you had talked about how you had used blockchain with an energy company, which I thought was a really interesting story. You mentioned this in some of our correspondence prior to the call here. So tell me about this energy company and how it's using blockchain.
Yeah, sure. I can share the name because we just did a press release with them. It's with a company called PTT, which is a petrochemical company based in Thailand, that actually the largest company in Thailand by market cap. We have the opportunity to work with them on building this blockchain energy and electricity trading system, because a trend that we also see is renewable energy. Whatever people say, solar, and I think in places like California, you can definitely see that there's things like solar, as price is coming down, they're just so much more, they're just so much more affordable, and it just makes a lot more sense to place them on top of your roof. Mm-hmm. And that includes on top of factories and warehouses. But the issue beforehand is, all renewables, it's based on, things you can't control. With solar, it's amount of sunlight. So what that means is you're either going to be producing more than you're consuming, so you have a surplus, or you have a deficit where you're not producing enough. When you have a surplus or deficit, there'll be a requirement to trade. So you either need to buy extra electricity, or you need a place to sell your surplus electricity. So with this, working with them, we've created a blockchain energy trading system where people within industrial parks can sell, buy and sell electricity to each other. And this is a key thing, because some factories aren't open 7 days a week. So if they put solar on their rooftop, they're going to have excess energy on weekends. And what this thing will allow is for them to sell this excess energy to factories that are open on Saturday and Sunday, with shifts on Saturday and Sunday. And this creates a whole new ecosystem that lets people, invest in renewable energy, reduce their carbon footprint, and at the same time, reduce costs. And so it's a really big win for everyone. And we've started to roll this out, and we've rolled this out into their headquarters already. Their headquarters, they have solar roof, and they have a lot of tenants. So we've done that, and we are rolling out into some of their smart city initiative within Thailand.
Wow, that's great. I think you need that in Canada too.
Yeah.
So T, I don't want to take up much more of your time, but I do want to ask you, what's the next step on your journey? It sounds like you're having a great time with Certus. Where do you go now?
I think, you're right. We're, I think it's a really exciting journey we're on. you know, something that I'm very I'm very proud to be involved with, and we've grown it. To be honest, it's from one person, which was me, to now we have 100 people, and you know, 100 people that I really enjoy working with, and hopefully they enjoy working with me as well. And we now have some of the you know, top companies within Thailand working with us. We've recently expanded into Malaysia and Singapore. So our vision is, you know, we'll continue to expand what we do into the other neighboring countries within the region. And that's our growth plan. And to do that, you know, we need to continue to focus on our core capability, which is data and AI, continue to build our people, continue to have a strong culture that enables us to innovate and enables us to capture new technological trends and opportunities that come up. And so, yeah, the plan is, you know, keep doing what we're doing well, and hopefully, you know, next time we talk, instead of 100, maybe we'll have 1,000 people working on cool new AI tech.
And it's all based on dreaming about what the future can be like, which is fantastic.
And yeah, and the future, I think, as you mentioned, you know, it should be positive. You know, like all technology, we should build technology to help people. You know, it should be used for good. And we hope to think that everyone involved in this space have the same mentality as us, that, you know, we're here to help businesses, and we're also here to help people. And, you know, we need to make sure that whatever we build is for the good of humanity and not to affect it in a negative way. So, you know, it's a really important message. And I think some people in tech see that and understand that. I just hope that that message is taken on board on a global scale, because AI is so transformational, but we just need to make sure we are using it in a responsible way.
T, thank you so much. I guess I should point out to people too that over the 4.5 years that you built your company from one person, which was yourself, to 100 that you have now, you did that all without external funding, which I think is absolutely amazing. So congratulations to you on that, and good luck in the future. And I do hope we chat again and you have 1,000 people working with you. That's fantastic. Dare to dream and build that world.
Yeah. Thank you, Janet.
T. Vacharaman is the CEO at Certus. They are a leading data science and AI research company based in Bangkok. They are doing some very interesting things. Interesting view of the future. That is our show for this week. If you've enjoyed what you heard, please share it with your friends and colleagues. I'm Janet Eastman. Thanks for listening to the Make It Right podcast.